It's interesting. Unfortunately, we had asked you to participate in our colorectal think tank this summer. I think you were tied up that weekend, but we had Norm Wallmark there, and some of the participants kind of got on him a little bit about that trial, calling intrahepatic therapy a dinosaur and why are they studying it. And one of the things that he mentioned that I thought was really interesting was that one of their interests is actually to develop a cadre of hepatic surgeons who can really participate in trials. That he thought that was actually more important than the study question. Moving forward, looking at what you've been talking about, curative therapy, can they develop a cadre of hepatic surgeons who can do standardized procedures and participate in research?
This is really necessary, and one of the issues that I actually tried to put together a trial some years back in terms of preoperative intraarterial therapy prior to hepatic resection. This is back when irinotecan was just coming out and oxaliplatin was not even on the horizon. And one of the greatest difficulties we had in terms of putting such a trial together is what one surgeon considers unresectable versus another surgeon versus a third surgeon. And this whole idea of having a vocabulary and criteria for this is and this isn't. We struggle with this, as I'm sure you can understand, in pancreatic cancer in terms of defining resectability of pancreatic tumor, but at least we have some agreed upon radiographic criteria. It gets a little fuzzy with some of the arterial abutment issues, but I think the same problems exist for hepatic resection. And Dr. Wallmark's a fairly forceful person, and I think if he could put together an organization of hepatic surgeons, that would be actually progress in terms of doing some of these studies. We are looking at some preoperative programs within our institution. We're trying to get this done through also an NCI-sponsored trial. But one of the biggest difficulties is defining resectable or defining unresectable disease, because otherwise you have too much of a mixed bag.